Robinhood wins FCA registration to sell crypto in the UK. Robinhood has received registration from the UK Financial Conduct Authority to offer crypto services in the country. Per a report circulated by CoinDesk on August 3, 2026. The approval clears one of the last major Western markets the U.S. brokerage had not entered directly for digital assets. And it lands while UK regulators are actively reshaping the rules retail crypto firms must follow. The registration matters because the FCA does not hand these out freely. The regulator maintains a public register of crypto asset firms allowed to operate under UK money laundering rules, and its rejection rate has been high for years. Getting on that list is the difference between soliciting UK customers legally and staying out of the market. A market Robinhood had been circling Robinhood built its business on commission-free U.S. equity and options trading before adding crypto, and it has spent the past 2 years pushing into Europe. The company already offers crypto in the European Union through a base in Lithuania. The UK sat outside that footprint because Britain left the EU passporting regime. So a separate national authorization was always going to be required. The size of the opportunity is straightforward. UK adults hold crypto at some of the highest rates in the developed world, with survey figures consistently placing ownership around 10 to 12% of the population. That is a retail base measured in millions. And Robinhood's product design, mobile first, low friction, aimed at newer investors, maps closely onto who those holders tend to be. For readers weighing where they can actually access services, our United Kingdom market overview tracks how card and crypto availability shifts as licenses like this one land. Timing against a shifting rulebook. The approval arrives during an unusually busy stretch for UK financial regulation. On the same day the Robinhood news circulated, the FCA published finalized rules to cut firms' transaction reporting costs by more than £100 million a year and advanced a separate package of equity market transparency reforms. British authorities have also named cross-border payments as the near-term priority use case for stablecoins, a signal that policy is moving toward practical rails rather than blanket caution. Robinhood is not the only U.S.-linked firm clearing the U.K. bar. The registration continues a pattern of large, regulated platforms formalizing their presence in Britain rather than serving it from offshore. That trend tends to favor incumbents with compliance budgets and works against smaller operators who cannot absorb the cost of a full authorization. The consumer angle beyond trading registration to offer crypto services is a floor, not a ceiling. It covers buying, selling, and custody under anti-money laundering supervision. It does not automatically extend to every adjacent product a fintech might want to sell, from lending against holdings to a spending card that converts crypto at the point of sale. Those layers usually require their own permissions. That distinction is worth holding on to. A trading app clearing KYC and AML registration is a different thing from a licensed e-money or payments provider. UK users who want to spend balances rather than just hold them still lean on dedicated card programs, and the economics there are set by network spreads and conversion costs rather than by a brokerage's trading fees. If Robinhood eventually layers a spending product on top of this registration, it would be entering a field already crowded with established crypto card options competing on cashback and foreign exchange treatment. For now, the practical read is simpler. A well-capitalized U.S. brokerage has cleared U.K. crypto registration, giving British retail investors another regulated venue to buy and hold digital assets. The rollout timeline and the exact product scope at launch have not been detailed publicly, so the near-term impact depends on what Robinhood actually switches on and when.